Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Are you sitting around in your sweatpants right now, are you? Maybe a little tequila on the side, waiting for the Zoom call, hiding the bottle in the corner. That's what I understand. It happens a lot with those people like our national correspondents, but that's just me. Let's check in with one of them, Michael Bauer. You can follow him on Twitter at The Bauer Show. Good morning to you, Michael.
Jimmy, are you reading my journal again? I mean, that sounds
I'm
like
trying
you have read.
To.
Oh, yes. Man. Yes. The tequila sweatpants, that is a go-to fare for me these days. And I'm not the only one. I feel comfortable about that, at least. There's a study out from Axios, Google Trends, and the Schema Design Group that they've put together what they call the new normal, analyzing products Americans have Googled and shopped for since 2020. And frankly, they went back into 2019, Jimmy, as well, to kind of have something to compare it against. But basically, they were looking to see how did we change our shopping patterns and habits during the COVID pandemic. And they categorized things into three different behavior patterns: normal, unusual, and new normal. That's the way they put it. They're saying that the normal ones are things that didn't really change. They were similar across 2019, 2020, and 2021. Unusual exhibited different search interest pattern in 2020 compared to what was bookending it on 19 and 21. And then the new normal was a different search interest from 2019 than what you saw going through 2020, 2021, and now carrying into 2022. That's where they say the new normal portion of this is. And if you go to the website, thenewnormal.is, you can visually see in charts and graphs where searches for toilet paper peaked on or around March 11th, 2020, when the World Health Organization declared COVID a global pandemic. And then you can see where it fell and flattened out. But at the same time, you can see where cat treats began to climb right around that same time, March 11th, and then have been climbing through the end of 2021 into 2022. So what they're saying is we've seen in these results that people who have been at home for that period of time and are choosing to either stay home or at least continue their shopping habits have had to stock home offices. So they're searching for computer accessories, fax machines, scanners, printers. The beauty and self-care products have become huge and more mainstream in these searches. So skincare, hair care, massages. With flexible time at home, people have been looking for home improvement stuff, car parts, power tools, home and garden decor. And with all of that happening at the home, Jimmy, in the words of the great George Carlin, they've been searching for a place for their stuff. Closet storage, storage sheds, moving boxes have all been searches that have been climbing throughout the end of 2021 into 2022 here. And in addition to finding new activities, so searches for roller skates, disc golf, or people that have been cooking, or, and I'm not just pointing at myself here, drinking at home, you've been seeing cocktail mixing, tequila, spirits, liquor landing in this new normal category. One of the things that I think is possibly an effect of that, Jimmy, is sweatpants. We're seeing that the sportswear market is having a big boom right now. We're seeing that between 2021 and 2025, predictions are sweatpants are going to account, or the sportswear market, going to account for 23.6% of the total apparel market of all clothes. That's an awful lot of elastic waistbands that we're going to start seeing out in front of us if we haven't seen it already.
Yeah. Look, I mean, are we ever going back to work, and are people going to put suits and ties on anymore? Like, for example, these are where things are upticking, but what about downticking? Like, are people wearing ties anymore? Are they ever going to go back to that?
That's one of the things that you can say didn't fall in any of these categories, because I looked for that too. Didn't look in normal, unusual, or new normal. Suits, ties, dress shoes, not in any of those categories there. So at this point in time, at least going into year number three of COVID here, it doesn't seem as though people are in any hurry to get back to that. I know that some of these casual wear and sweatpants, they're trying to make the sweatpants that look like dressier pants or kind of like a nicer jean kind of look to it. I don't know. To me, it's kind of the same thing as having, you know, jean shorts or jean yoga pants on some level. But there are people that are holding on tight to those right now. To see that kind of growth in leisure wear and sportswear going through 2025, that indicates to me not a lot of people are trying to get that genie back into the bottle before 2025, unless that bottle has an elastic waistband.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I think we'll go back to it, but it's going to take a while after the pandemic. It's going to take these big companies requiring to say, you got to come back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, then these things will change. Until then, it won't, right?
I think right. I think you're seeing these trends continuing to grow into the beginning part of 2022 here. And, you know, just based upon where we are right now, my wife just tested positive for COVID yesterday. My daughter is home from school on virtual learning because of a COVID outbreak at her school. I don't see this necessarily changing back to trying to rush people back into any place these days. In fact, I think we're going to see more of this shifting back and forth than we've certainly seen over the past year.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Michael, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day now. See
you. You got to stay safe, Jimmy.